is our very own Pixie Lott from Brentwood, beautiful girl, and you can check out the interview that our very own Nikki Mills did with Pixie only a couple of days ago, I think. It's on the website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Now he's here! He was here on Work Experience probably about 3 months ago, and we love Ed in the studio. He was absolutely brilliant, and it's Ed Buckley.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
Cute. Yeah, fine, thank you.
You were going on holiday. You said, I'll come back, you can take my pictures. I never heard from
him
again.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, so rude. Didn't even hear nothing. Now, you have got, we were saying you're a media, it's a media sensation because you've got lots and lots of followers on Twitter. How many have you got so far?
Let's have a look. I don't know. I don't really look.
I would.
28,000.
28,000 people follow me. Just a few amount of people there, Jess. Just a few. Follow Ed on Buckley and find out. Follow Ed Buckley and find out what he's doing. He's got Bucklets, they're called.
Oh my gosh.
Which I find, what I was saying to you earlier, a little bit dodgy with that terminology, Bucklets.
Bucklets.
You can
do
a really rude rhyme.
Yeah, no, well, basically, what happened was I was on the radio, like, on Soccer 6 radio.
Yep.
And, like, Alan, who I work with, just said you need a fan base name. Mm. I don't need them. It was either like Buckaroo. What a stupid idea that is.
Yep.
And then it basically just ended on Bucklets, but there were so many. There were quite a few to choose from.
Mm.
And they kind of decided it themselves.
How many girls have you got to compare to boys that follow you? What's the sort of ratio, do you know?
I'm just asking,
is it like more sort of 90% female? Is it?
Yeah.
You're a bit like Harry Styles.
No.
It's only because Jess is crazy on Harry Styles. In fact, we've been talking about Harry Styles for the last
week
and a half since she's been in.
Really?
Yeah. It's the hair, apparently.
It is.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's got that hair, isn't he?
Well, I think he likes older women. I might be in with a chance.
Shush. Oh, my God.
What a horrible thought for Harry.
Cat fight.
Right, now, Ed, you're doing Soccer 6, but since you've left Phoenix, you're doing more radio because you got involved with Soccer 6, and you'll be doing possibly a tune coming out as well.
Yeah,
how'd you get all these things? You've been doing also, you do your modelling, and you do filming and all sorts of things. So what's been going on?
Well, basically, I like to juggle quite a bit because obviously
you juggle as well. My God, a man of multi talents.
That's like that is actually one thing I am actually quite good at. Like I can like work at more than one thing at a time, I suppose.
Yeah,
my coursework. Oh my God, don't even go there.
What are you doing actually? What are you studying at the moment?
Performing arts.
Yeah.
But I'm only doing it because you've got to stay in education.
Yeah.
Till you're 17.
Shh. If you're listening out there, don't worry, it doesn't mean it quite like that.
Yeah, no, that sounds a bit horrible, but I just
want to
leave.
They can still hear you even though you whisper. No. I've tried that, but I want to leave.
No, the problem is, I only like the people and the teachers. I don't, like, obviously it will look really good when I've done it. And I've got my grades, and I am actually working quite hard.
Yeah.
This half term, I'm obviously going to have to crack down on my coursework. But, yeah, that is probably the main thing I'm focusing on at the minute. Soccer 6 is obviously coming up Sunday. So I've been focusing on that quite a bit. I've got to do a radio show.
Yep.
For Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go up there, possibly, or I'll do it from home. It depends what's going on.
Yep. And Papyrus as well. Tell everybody, because we were talking about Papyrus. I don't know if you've heard of this, Jess, but tell everybody how you got involved in Papyrus and what it's about, because it's a really worthwhile charity.
Basically, it was I was on Twitter and I kept getting these like messages, and it was like they were like asking for advice and. Blimey, what happened there? My headphones.
That's all right. Don't worry. Nobody heard that. It's just you.
And basically, they're asking for advice, and they're actually like some of them. They were all girls, and I've never got a message from, like, a male person.
Mm.
So it is actually all girls. And they're either stuck or they need advice on, like, family problems or bullying. And instead of me, like, going through every single message, like, I will reply to every single message because, like, I kind of made a promise to.
Mm.
And basically, I kind of paired up with a charity called Papyrus.
Yep.
And I'm like still in the process, but I have done of raising money for them by like selling wristbands at events, and like I've heard from like people on Twitter, like, thank you very much for all your help and for giving, like, telling me who they are, and they've helped them out.
Mm.
Which is, I couldn't ask for anything better, really.
Yeah,
because they are, you know, I've been in contact with them, they've invited me to quite a few of their occasions, but it is, you know, quite far away. It's in Birmingham, a couple of their things, so I wasn't actually able to make it.
And the Papyrus, the Prevention of Young Suicide.
So yeah, it's going really well. It's only going to get better. So fingers crossed.
And if you want to find out more about Papyrus, it's PAPYRUS_tweets, and their website is papyrus-uk.org as well. So what about filming? Have you been doing some filming? I thought we were going to see you on TOWIE a couple of weeks ago.
Nah.
And then suddenly got, oh my god, I'd have tuned in if you'd have been on it.
I've been watching it. It's really good.
You need to be in it. Why aren't you in it? I thought you were in it.
I'll watch it. Yeah,
it's good.
I thought you'd be in it by now.
I can't really be in it because there's one problem, and that is the age differences, and also it's
But you want somebody young and kind of hip. You get rid of the older ones.
We can be the new generation.
Yeah,
you two should get on as well. We'll be like,
They should have the young TOWIE. But you see, you two are not really TOWIE people, though, are you?
We can like fake
it. We can be it.
Yeah.
Shut you up. Two, I think you two. No. I think you two sort of. Shall I dare I say classy? Is that the wrong thing to say? Oh my god, what was it now? But you both are.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are we?
Yeah, I mean, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you're nice kids, you know what I mean? Young people, not kids, young adults.
Yeah, no. It's just, I think, like, if I did go on it, or if I got an opportunity to go on it, I probably would, because it's, like, I've just so many doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all of them, they're doing really well.
Well, yeah, kind of. You want to open a shop.
I think if I got offered, I'd go, oh yeah, but it's a good shop.
I tell you what, if they offered me in it, I'd be on it straight away, don't you worry. I'd be there setting up my cake shop in Brentwood. That's what I'd have off the back of it, so I could sit and eat cakes all day myself. Right, we're going to have a quick bit of travel, then we're coming back more with Ed and finding out what he's been up to. You all right there, Jess?
Yeah. That stared up into space, Ed, didn't
I? I was just thinking, because when she does that, I can tell she's thinking about Harry Styles from One Direction. She just goes off like that. Yeah. She is in love with him. He's going to marry her. She's apparently going to chop his legs off so he can live in her cupboard at home. The love, you see.
That's
a real deep love for somebody, isn't it, Ed?
That is.
It is. Yeah, there we go. Right.
No.
Let's check out. It's true. I'm really scared. Let's check out the travel. We'll be back after this.
Phoenix FM.
Joined in the studio by Ed Buckley and the gorgeous Jess. You're right, the Jess.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, she's wanted to sleep again. She's been in since quarter past seven?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a bit, yeah.
I never got in that.
No. When Ed did work experience here, so in fact he was ill for, well, he was here for two weeks. And you were off for 8 days.
I've never been so ill, had I?
No.
That was the worst.
You turned up once in your dressing gown, didn't you? To drop something off.
A memory card.
Yeah, and he's with his sister. It's just like, and I felt really sorry for you.
It was like onesie.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
I should just do that because you're always making me cold.
I know. But it's because I've got extra padding on me. I do get a little bit. It gets a bit. You know, I normally have the studio ice cold, don't I?
Yeah, I'm like frozen icicles. It's really horrible.
Sorry. No, she started off so nice last Monday. How they change?
Yeah.
How they change? When you get too overconfident, that's the end of it. You'll be turning into, she'll be turning, she's turning into a super diva.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, don't worry. Now, Ed, you've got so many followers on Twitter. How did you actually start getting so many followers? What did you do to draw people in to follow you on Twitter? Because, I mean, I've nearly got 1,000 followers, which I thought was quite good.
That's not
good.
Bad, you know. That's good.
And I don't follow that many people back because I'm a bit naughty. But I do sometimes if they intrigue me. If not, I cut them off. But how did you get so many people to follow you? What is the magic trick on Twitter?
Basically, before I did anything, I was kind of like being a bit of an idiot. Basically, what I was doing was finding these quotes off like Google, and like they're really like inspirational quotes.
Yep.
And I'd find them and then tweet them and then get retweets.
And then people think they're yours.
Yeah, I don't know. People just think, oh, that's a good quote. Let's follow him.
Yeah.
So before I had anything about me, I had 8,000 followers, I think, anyway.
Wow.
But that was just doing that. So if you want to get, just go on Google quotes. No, but then the radio thing, I mean, it's probably the acting, actually, as well. I was on with David Attenborough on that Museum Alive.
Oh, right.
New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good, actually.
Yeah.
I played, like, a family member.
Oh, right. Did you get a speaker? Was it a speaking part?
Yeah, well, we had to, like, kind of... Actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on it, But basically, it was ages ago. I had to like pretend that I was visiting it.
Yeah.
But I was actually getting paid for it, so it was like, I don't know if I'm into that.
Well, it's been late now. It's out there. It's out there. National papers will be involved. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but
He died. He died. Was it David Edwards?
No, his brother.
Oh, he's his brother. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. It's the wrong one. That's not the guy. It's his brother that did Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And that's the one who died. Not David Attenborough. Richard Attenborough is the actor.
No, Richard Attenborough.
Oh, which one is it? I can't remember.
The brother, not David. David's still alive.
He's such an arse guy. He can't really walk that.
You out there?
Cut that bit out. I'm sorry. So anyway, you were saying he was such a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy. I really enjoyed that. Yep. And then through that, I I don't really know. It was just the radio really helped. I mean, I can't even remember how many followers I had when I came here.
Yeah.
But
I still think I think when you came here, you had 20,000 at least, or 21. But that's gone up.
Really?
Yeah. It was in the 20s, but it was early 20s.
Yeah.
And then you've gone up even more.
And then, all these fan pages started.
Mm.
And there's about 5 different pages
Perks
now.
Perks of being a boy.
Yeah.
It or is, six, isn't it?
I think, yeah, it's like a stalking kind of thing, isn't it? But in a nice way.
Weird,
it's stalkers
right.
Like us. Like me, you know?
Six Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
And one of them, oh, it's so weird.
what sort of things are on there, Ed?
It's at Ed Buckley's bum.
Right.
Am I allowed to say that already?
You can say bum, yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it's just weird. Really, really weird. In fact, I could get it up.
Well, there we go. Let's have a quick look. I can't find the Ed Buckley's bum.
It's on my list. I've got it in here. Right, it is.
Is it on Facebook? Ed Buckley? No.
It's on Twitter.
Oh, it's on Twitter.
No, it's at Ed Buckley's bum. Oh. Dedicated to Ed Buckley's
bum. That's really well. I don't know. Yes, I can see. And there's 12 followers.
I'm not being funny. I don't think it's
dedicated to Ed Buckley's bottom.
And then this is the best one. Ed Buckley fans has got about 333. Ed Buckley official. Ed Buckley fan. Ed is my fave. What's how many has that got? 133.
They're not all you, are they? You don't set these things up yourself.
Yeah, I've got time for that.
And
Ed Buckley fam. That's a new one. Fam.
Oh dear.
Is that a family?
Like
I don't know.
Family.
They think you're part of your family. That's
Ed Buckley
worse.
Official. I don't really know who makes these. I only know one person, and that's Ed Buckley fans, because she always asks me for a fact.
Yeah.
She goes, it's Friday. A fun fact for Friday. So I just.
You know these people, if they ever catch you out on the street, they'll literally rip you limb from limb.
Oh, honestly. And also, Sainsbury's, because I work there part-time. Oh my god, it's so funny. Right, when was it? About 3 weeks ago, these two girls came in, and I don't think, I didn't recognise them at all.
Yeah.
Wouldn't recognise them any different, but they were actually at Soccer 6, and there was a massive queue. And, my colleague, my manager said, oh, come on this till, there's no one on this till. We're opening it up, and they were like, no, we want to get served by Ed. I was like, who are you? Oh,
I
know.
I love that.
It's funny.
And he still works, still does his job, don't you? Still get your money?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll leave or not.
Oh, you've got to stay for a bit.
I do like it. I really do enjoy talking to people in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Some of them are a bit moody, but they know they are.
Yeah. It's not, I've only been in Sainsbury's once in Brentwood, but it's all right. I'm going to go in there now. I know you're in there all the time. I'm going to just turn up and stand there staring at you again. Ed Buckley family.
Stalking squad.
Yeah. Stalking squad. Right, well, thank you very much, Ed. Are you going to come back in another couple of weeks and tell us what you're up to?
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
I really missed you. Honestly, I can thank Phoenix FM really was what started it.
And being in the paper, see? That might be you this week, Jess. We might take
it. I hope so. You're really what she's doing is what all I really want to do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
and she's very beautiful girl, very photogenic.
Thanks.
As well.
got a really nice personality.
Yeah, they also that. But she had a picture taken next to me earlier, so hopefully that won't be in the paper. I don't want to see that picture in the paper. Anyway, thanks so much, Ed Buckley. If I want to find out more about you, whereabouts are you on the web?
At Ed Buckley.
On Twitter.
And Instagram is the same.
Mm-hmm. At Ed Buckley. And you can find out about Ed Buckley's mum if you go on to... it's got a life of its own, apparently,
it
on Twitter.
And I was like, what?
find out more. Thanks very much for coming in, Ed. It's lovely to see
me.
You.
No,
you're welcome.
To
12:48, here's Athlete with You Got the Style. We're having a chat with Greg in a while, finding out what's coming up on 1T3.